Precies liggen om aan microfoon. Keep mask. All the time. Put mask all the time. All the time. Cantando também. Ok. Mas vai orar agora, né? Senão a gente pega, né? Só na hora de cantar que não pega.
So we stay up while the kids are up?
No.
No, we don't.
As soon as we finish the song, we can just be around.
After the praise melody, we go down?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go down, and then Pastor Eddie will come up, the kids will come up.
Yeah.
While they're doing their second song, we can come up. They will do two songs. So the second is Happy Birthday, Jesus. Mm-hmm. While they're
okay.
Singing that one, we come up again, and then we did Gloria, we stay, Pastor Carlos will come and pray in Portuguese, and then we play Hark the Herald.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after the kids are doing the second song, we are coming here, we stay, after the kids we play Gloria, and then Pastor Carlos will come, we'll just stay here, and then after that, Hark the Herald.
Good to know.
And we only
yes.
We only come up I'll tell Jonathan will be reading. I'll ask him to pray. So if you guys can come while he's praying. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for the last
so are you going down for the devotional, or are you coming up, or are you staying here? That's a month.
No, we're going down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for that one you don't come until that.
Yes, it's clear. It's clear.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then they will do a word of blessing. We'll just say. They will do a word of blessing, and then we'll just play that while people are leaving.
Okay.
Yes.
So Heavenly Father, we stand here today at a practice run for heaven of what it means for all of us to get together around the throne and worship whatever our mother tongue is, whatever our gifts are, whatever our particular congregation of connection is, that we're all focused on Jesus today. So we pray that you'll take all the rehearsal, lay it into your hands. We pray for you now just to free us up.
Okay. 5 minutes.
I'm staying here.
Yes. Just as easy to stay here.
Fernanda, você não foi lá, né? Você não foi lá, né? Na Petras? Você não ligou pra Carol? Ah, o cara vai vir aqui, talvez. Bom, enfim. Eu vou encontrar ele essa semana aí. Isso. Aí vai no ensaio, conversa com ele. Melhor. E é o time do worship que vai fazer.
Thank you.
Hey, good. Good to see you, Pastor.
I'm boosted and you're boosted, so we're safe.
And then it'll be fortunate if you get exposed to Omicron passing like a fourth booster.
I'm not hoping that what appears to be the better news, that now appears to be one more phase.
Check the clock.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's good.
More lethal, so it's going to.
And it should, it should offer some protection.
Yeah, exactly.
It should call out, yeah. Apparently the Omicron just affects the upper respiratory, it doesn't get down deep. So it gets nose weaker. You get nose and maybe a little bit sore throat.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
I'm hoping for everybody.
Yes. So you're not hoping that it gets worse?
Morning, sir.
Gideon?
Go. How are you, Pastor? Are you good?
William, this is, you just keep coming, more events.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Today gets.
It is a pleasure.
Whoa.
No, we.
This is the way, Pastor.
I walked and heard the band playing, I thought, wow.
Yeah.
What a combination. Horns.
Yes.
Horns. Gammon. Christmas carols. All right.
Família tá bem?
Bem, graças a Deus.
Maravilha.
Ontem eu fui na apresentação da Navy ontem.
Navy?
É.
O Atos estava
de Natal. É. Ele me deu convite aqui.
Sensacional. Boa demais, né?
Sensacional.
Ó, o que a gente tocou ontem lá com o Felipe também foi animal, hein, mano? Não sei se você viu que já era.
Eu vi os vídeos. Eu vi os vídeos.
Cara, tinha um pessoal cantando lá, animal demais. Isso, tocando também, né?
Pô, mas ó, lá os caras da Navy é nata, mano.
Demais,
né? Todos são primorosos.
E os caras tocam diversos estilos, né? Os caras tocam jazz, os caras.
São várias bandas também, né?
Mas essa é a banda, acho, de baile que eles falam, né? Tipo,
mas o Lato toca em todas.
Ah, ele toca em todas?
O cara que toca baixo na outra lá faltou, eu fico pensando. Os caras trabalham na Navy pra isso. Só tem essa apresentação, a do dia aniversário da Navy. E alguns eventos que tem, mas a principal é essa, o cara falta. O cara trabalha nisso pra isso, falta no dia. Tá estranho. Estranho, né? Igual você faz parte da igreja, a igreja te paga pra você tocar no Natal. E no Natal você falta.
E o que deu aquele maluco que faltou lá? Não arruma ninguém pra ir?
Oi?
Ligou semana passada? Não arruma ninguém pra ir?
Não arrumei.
Velho, eu tava lá em Corte Seco fazendo esta carta.
Hã? Fala aí, mano. Acho que sim, cara. Tenta aí.
I'm gonna be watching. Just stay there.
Thank you. Good morning, church. Pathways, Brazilian Church, and also Iglesia Batista. I want to invite you to stand and worship our King and Lord and Savior this morning.
is my pleasure to welcome everyone. You may be seated for just a moment. I want to give thanks and sincere welcome, much love and appreciation to all of our congregations for joining together this morning at the 10:30 time slot. Thank you. Some of you have come very early for you, and you've got a long day ahead. We are grateful for your presence. I think we all know that COVID-19 has affected many, many church gatherings over the world. A lot of choir music, a lot of orchestra music can't be done in the middle of all COVID. We are so glad we did not need to cancel today, and we are so grateful that you are here. So we want to say bem-vindos to our Brazilian congregation, bienvenido to the Latino congregation, Pastor Efraim, Pastor Carlos, their love and support throughout the year, not just on this Sunday, so that we can enjoy this multicultural Christmas celebration with the Iglesia Bautista, the Igreja Batista, and Pathways Baptist. It is great to be in your midst today. May God be praised and honored by all that we do. I do want to mention a few things for you this morning as part of our welcome. If you're with the Igreja Batista, this is the only service that you will have today. You do not meet after this service, but the Iglesia Bautista is going to have a later service in Spanish. Please be aware of your congregation's schedule for today. I also need to mention that at the end of the service, on your way out, you may have noticed we have three offering boxes, one for each congregation. We also have some offering plates at the doors over here. If you prefer to exit straight out, you have concerns about mingling, and that's certainly understandable. You don't want to do that because of coronavirus or whatever. You can use these offering plates, but if you use these, please be sure to clearly indicate on your check or on your envelope which congregation we need to get it to, all right? We want to make sure we're faithful with all of those gifts. Lastly today, I need to thank Ananda. Where are you, Ananda? You're here somewhere. Over here. Ananda Boswa Mora, who is our multicultural pastor of worship. She has worked hard to organize this for all three churches. Let's brothers and sisters thank her for her service today. Ananda, please stand up. Stand up. This is who she is. Okay, thank you. All right. And I say that to explain and give a word of explanation to those online and those in the room. This is a multicultural service. Not everything is going to be translated, as you can tell. I'm up here speaking in English now. Later, we will have some parts in other languages that will not be translated. We invite you to join in spirit. Sometimes somebody will be speaking here in one language, and there will be different languages on the screens. So we just ask you to enjoy that and participate as best you can. And I want to give a special shout out again to Ananda, because most of the time, and this is to help prepare you, most of the time when you go to a multicultural service, everybody just takes turns, right? You do this in one language with one group, this over here, this over there. Oh, no, not at Pathways. So the praise team that you just heard, which was amazing, was a combination of all three churches. And they had to have special rehearsals and a lot of extra work. Our thanks, praise to God, but our appreciation to our brothers and sisters for all the work that they have done. Amen? Now, having said that, this sets the tone for the rest of the day. They've done a lot of work. Much planning has taken place. But from this point forward, even for what we've already done, it is not about how great the music sounds or how well executed the preaching or the prayers or the readings is. The central important thing today is to worship Jesus Christ, regardless of your mother tongue. So all of us together want to give God great praise today, because the scriptures tell us there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. So let's praise Him, and let's welcome the kids from the Latino congregation, the Iglesia Bautista. They're going to come and sing for us.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean.
"Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end."
That night were the shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he says. "I bring good news that will bring great joy to all people."
Luke 2:11-14. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way. In a star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented him a gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
How great it is to praise our God with our kids. It's really awesome to see them praising our King. I want to invite you to stand and to worship, singing Gloria, as the kids were saying before. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria a Deus nas alturas, en lo alto. Então, let's praise Him.
Obrigado pela vida e pela morte de Jesus, mas nós te agradecemos, Senhor, muito mais pela ressurreição. Obrigado pelo Deus vivo que nós servimos. Obrigado porque a manjedoura está vazia, porque a cruz está vazia. Obrigado porque o trono está ocupado, porque o Senhor reina. E nós prestamos ao Senhor essa devoção, esse tempo de culto juntos. Obrigado, Deus, porque haverá um tempo em que toda língua confessará que Jesus Cristo é o Senhor. Obrigado, Deus querido, porque nós estamos tendo essa oportunidade de antecipar um pouquinho esse grande momento. Nós te exaltamos agora e pedimos, Senhor, estenda a tua mão sobre cada um de nós, derrame a sua bênção, toque no nosso coração, Nos desafio, Pai, para uma vida de compromisso maior com o Senhor e com o Teu reino. No nome de Jesus, que vive e reina, nós Te louvamos e Te adoramos. Aleluia. Amém.
Feliz Natal.
I have two announcements that I'd like to make that it's my pleasure to make for this morning. For the past 3 weeks, we have been collecting children's coats for Gaithersburg Elementary School. Gaithersburg Elementary School are our neighbors. They're a little less than a mile down the street. They have 700 students. And they are probably 80%, 80 to 85% Latino families, first generation, some even refugees from Afghanistan. This morning, I'm here to report that we collected coats, and outside the bin is starting to overflow. So thank you for your generosity. I can give an exact report tomorrow because coats are still coming in, but right now we're at the 150 coat range. We have hats, gloves, scarves, more than I have been able to count at this point, but I wanted to let you know, I wanted to thank you for your generosity, and we will not deliver until Tuesday. So if you still have new or gently used coats that you'd like to donate, I will take them through tomorrow. So I'm seeing a lot of babies in here, so we're taking coats. If you want to get rid of some of these coats, Mom, bring them over. So I want to thank you for that. The other announcement that I would like to make is that we as three congregations, I guess we're kind of like three in one in some ways, we will be participating in a World Missions Fund drive to help those who have been devastated by the tornadoes in the Midwest. Details in terms of how you can intersect and give will be coming within the next weeks, because this is going to be a very long-term effort to bring hope and healing to those families. So thank you in advance for all that you will do to help people who have lost and are grieving this time of year.
I'll be reading from the book of Colossians this morning. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones and kingdoms and rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Pray with me for a second. We pray to you, Jesus, because in this Christmas season, it is so easy to think of you as only the baby. And we forget sometimes that you were present from the very beginning, that you were part of creation, that it is through you that we can know God. We take a minute to expand our hearts and our minds to try to grasp how huge and how big and how important and how thorough and how everything that you are is seen and unseen. And God, we ask you for help. Would you enlarge our minds and our hearts to see you evermore, every day, in every moment, in the small and the big ways, not just for myself, but for my neighbor, for my friend, for my family, for my community, for my nation, for my world. You are everything, and I make you too small. And so we worship you, the God who is bigger than we can ever imagine. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming to us. Thank you for dying for us. And all the people of God said, amen.
Can all stand as we sing, Christ be magnified. In this place, in our community, in our lives, may Christ be magnified. you how to do the Spanish part. Okay? So sing now, and then whoever sings in English, sing with me. Okay?
Cantamos português. Aleluia. Nós vamos cantar essa parte. Louvem o Senhor.
Preparation than that, I can't give you, brother.
Me pusieron muy difícil este momento después de este himno.
They gave me a challenging situation to do today. This hymn could be the end of a message. But I have to do what must be done. Thank you, brothers, for inviting us to share a brief portion of the Lord's Word.
Yo le puse como título, No perdamos de vista la gloria de la encarnación.
I titled it, Do not lose sight of the glory of incarnation.
Creo que todo lo que se ha cantado, se ha dicho, se ha orado.
Everything that has been sung, said, and prayed.
Tiene que ver con la encarnación de Cristo.
Has to do with the incarnation of Christ.
En este mundo.
In this world.
Dice la palabra del Señor en esta mañana.
The word says this morning.
Todo esto sucedió para que se cumpliese el mensaje del Señor.
All this happened so that the message of the Lord will come to be.
A través de su profeta.
Through his prophet.
Miren.
Look.
La Virgen concebirá un niño.
The Virgin shall conceive a child.
Dará a luz un hijo.
Give birth to a son.
Y lo llamarán Emmanuel.
And they will call him Emmanuel.
Que significa
that
Dios
means
está con nosotros.
God is with us.
Ha llegado la época navideña.
Now we're in the Christmas season.
En la que conmemoramos una vez más la primera venida de Jesucristo a este mundo.
Where we celebrate one more time the coming of the Lord Jesus to this world.
En la tormenta cultural.
In the cultural storms.
Que estamos viviendo de la corrección y la cancelación política.
That we're living in political correctness and the politics of cancels.
Es comprensible que en esta temporada.
It's understandable that in this season.
Que pocas personas piensen correctamente.
That few people will think correctly.
En el don de la gracia de Dios.
Of the gift of the grace of God.
Brindada a toda la humanidad.
Given to all of humanity.
De hecho. La percepción pública de la Navidad es diferente de lo que solía ser antaño.
Therefore, the public perception of Christmas is different from what it was in the past.
Santa Claus, un personaje ficticio.
Santa Claus, a fictional character.
Combinación de un San Nicolás distorsionado.
Combined with a distorted version of a Saint Nicholas.
Ha suplantado a Jesucristo.
As has displaced Jesus
como el símbolo principal de la Navidad para muchos.
As the main symbol of Christmas for many.
Sin embargo, detrás de los árboles navideños,
but yet behind the Christmas trees,
las luces,
the
y
lights,
y los villancicos,
and the hymns,
está la verdadera razón de la celebración.
Is the true reason for celebration.
Y lo que debería estar en primer lugar,
and what should be foremost,
el nacimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Los pastores se apresuraron,
the shepherds rushed,
desde los campos para presenciar el nacimiento del Señor,
the shepherds rushed from the fields to witness the birth of our Lord,
que nació en un pesebre,
that was born in a manger,
el gran yo soy,
the great I am,
asumiendo nuestra humanidad,
taking on our humanity.
Como fue profetizado,
as it was foretold,
Jesús es el cumplimiento del nombre Emmanuel.
Jesus is the fulfillment of the name Emmanuel.
Que significa Dios con nosotros.
That means God with us.
Su nombre Jesús,
the name Jesus,
es el equivalente griego del hebreo Josué.
Is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew Joshua.
Que significa Jehová es mi salvación.
That means Jehovah is my salvation.
O Jehová salva.
Or Jehovah saves.
Esta es la encarnación.
This is the incarnation.
El Hijo de Dios tomando forma humana.
The Son of God taking human form.
El Dios no creado entrando en la creación.
The eternal God coming into creation.
A muchos les parece increíble que el Hijo de Dios.
To many it seems impossible that the Son of God,
siendo de la misma sustancia que el Padre,
being of the same substance as the Father,
se hiciera hombre para cumplir el gran plan redentor de Dios,
will make himself man to fulfill the plan of the redemptor God.
Sin embargo, aunque es difícil entender para muchos,
nonetheless, even though it's difficult for many to understand,
esto lo hace más glorioso.
This makes it more glorious.
Agustín de Hipona,
Augustine of Hippo,
quien dijo que cuanto más incomprensible el mundo pueda ver la encarnación,
said that the more incomprehensible the world could see the incarnation,
más divina nos parece a quienes hemos recibido la revelación del Dios en Jesucristo.
It becomes more divine to us who have received the revelation of God in Jesus Christ.
En el Concilio de Nicea,
the Church's Council of Nicaea,
en el año 325,
in the year 325,
afirmó la encarnación al decir,
confirmed, thank you, the incarnation when it said,
Cristo es verdadero Dios de Dios.
Christ is true God.
verdadero de una sola sustancia con el Padre,
of one substance with the Father,
eternamente engendrado,
eternally existent,
no hecho,
not made,
y que Cristo se hizo humano,
and that Christ made himself man,
por nosotros,
for us,
y para nuestra salvación,
and for our salvation.
La encarnación de Jesús,
the incarnation of Jesus,
y su relación con el Padre,
and his relationship with the Father,
pudo haber sido disputada por hombres como Arrio,
could have been disputed with men like Arius.
Pero a medida que avanzó el tiempo,
but as time went on,
prevaleció la verdad,
the truth prevailed.
El obispo Atanasio,
the bishop Athanasius,
más tarde conocido como el campeón de la ortodoxia,
later on known as the champion of orthodoxy,
escribió varias apologéticas,
wrote many works of apologetics,
dos de las cuales son sobre la encarnación,
two of which are about the incarnation,
y discursos contra los arrianos,
and treaty against the Arians.
Al encarnarse en humano,
as he took on the form of human beings,
y vivir una vida humana,
and lived a human life,
la palabra divina,
the divine word,
que es en sí misma la verdadera imagen de Dios,
that is in itself the image of God,
restauró la imagen de Dios que está borrosa en nosotros,
restored the image or the distorted image of God that was present in our lives.
En otras palabras,
in other words,
Cristo solo podía ofrecer cambiarnos,
Christ could only offer to change us,
y perdonar al ser humano,
and forgive human beings,
de sus pecados,
of their sins,
solo si él es plenamente divino,
only if he is wholly divine.
Si no lo es,
if he is not,
entonces es imposible para redimir y renacer al ser humano, then
it is impossible to redeem the humankind,
para reflejar la imagen de Dios,
and be born again in the image of God.
Como leemos en la palabra,
as we read in the word,
el verbo se hizo carne,
the word became flesh,
y habitó entre nosotros,
and lived with us,
y vimos su gloria,
and we saw his glory,
gloria como el unigénito del Padre,
glory as the firstborn of the Father,
lleno de gracia y de verdad,
filled with grace and truth.
El propósito de la venida de Jesús,
the purpose of the coming of Jesus,
en la cual Cristo tomó un cuerpo como el nuestro,
in which Christ took on a body as ours,
porque todos nuestros cuerpos eran susceptibles a la corrupción de la muerte,
because all our bodies were susceptible to death,
y entregó su cuerpo a la muerte,
and he gave his body unto death,
en lugar de nosotros,
in our place,
y se ofreció al Padre,
and he offered an offering unto the Lord.
Esto lo hizo,
he did this,
por amor a nosotros. Cristo vino a buscar y salvar los que se habían perdido.
Jesus came to look for and save that which was lost.
Él hizo esto para salvar al ser humano de la rebeldía.
He did this to save the humankind from rebellion.
Expiar los pecados.
To take away the sins.
Permitir vivir como portadores de la imagen de Dios.
And allow us to live as people bearing the image of God.
Bajo su gobierno.
In his kingdom.
En su muerte y resurrección sustitutivas.
In his death and resurrection.
Cristo tuvo éxito.
Christ had success.
Donde todas las religiones han fracasado.
Where the other religions have failed.
Ahora podemos llevar a cabo.
Now we could carry forward
la gran comisión de Cristo,
the great commission of Christ,
el avance de su reino,
the advance of his kingdom,
a través del poder de su Espíritu Santo en nosotros,
through the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
Su obra no solo trajo el intercambio personal de la muerte,
his work did not only bring the personal exchange of death for life,
la salvación y la redención disponibles en Cristo,
the salvation and redemption available through Christ,
sino también el intercambio de una cultura de la muerte por una cultura de vida.
But also the exchange of a culture of death for a culture of life.
Una cultura en armonía con la palabra revelada de Dios.
A culture in harmony with the revealed word of God.
Por eso encontramos gran gozo en el Evangelio.
That's why we find such joy in the gospel.
Por eso cantamos Cristo vive.
That's why we sing Jesus lives.
Por eso celebramos la Navidad.
That's why we celebrate Christmas.
Y no queremos y no podemos.
And we do not want to and we cannot.
Perder de vista la gloria de la encarnación.
Lose the vision of the glory of the incarnation.
En la cual Cristo.
In which Christ.
Mientras estaba acostado en un pesebre.
While he was laying in the manger.
El mundo descansaba en sus manos.
The world rested in his hands.
Y cuando era un niño.
And when he was a child.
No tenía palabras.
He did not have words.
Sin embargo, era el verbo mismo.
But yet he was the word himself.
Que su primer advenimiento.
That his first coming.
Nos recuerde nuestro llamado a predicar y compartir las buenas nuevas del reino de Dios.
Will remind us to preach and share the good news of the kingdom of God.
Mientras esperamos su segunda venida.
While we wait for his second coming.
Segura y prometida.
Sure and promised.
Bendecimos al santo nombre de Dios.
We bless the holy name of God.
Por haber enviado a su hijo a salvarnos.
For sending his son to save us.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry
a todos
Christmas
y cada uno de ustedes.
To each and every one of you.
Hello. I want hello. Yellow. Yeah, I want to invite everyone to stand and to what a great message to remember that Christ was here before so that we can stand here now and praise him. So let's go out as we prepare to go tell it. The great commission is for us to tell everyone of the great deed that he has done for us. Então, vamos cantar, let's sing of his worship, let's worship. Still taking a little longer, but it's okay.
Oh,
going to give this one to you. Oh, you got one. I'm going to give this one to you. All right, so now everybody's on. So we gave everybody a chance to say thank you and a word of blessing here at the end. So Pastor Carlos, I'm going to let you go first, and I'll wrap up. I'll let you go after Pastor Carlos. Pastor, give a word.
Feliz Natal para todos vocês. Deus abençoe sua vida, sua família, que o amor de Deus, o Pai, a graça e a paz do Senhor Jesus, a comunhão e as consolações do Espírito Santo, seja sobre a sua vida, sobre a sua família, sobre todas as igrejas e sobre toda a igreja do Senhor espalhada sobre a face da terra como as estrelas do céu. Em nome de Jesus. Amém.
Amém. Que a graça de Deus, o amor de Cristo e a comunhão do Espírito Santo seja com cada um de vocês em esta Navidad e sempre.
The final instruction from the music was go tell it. We remind you that there are Christmas Eve services that will be here next Sunday, not in the same format, but we'll all be here bringing forth the Word of God and continuing to worship Christ. Again, our thanks to all who have gathered here today. May you continue to be richly blessed beyond what we can ask or imagine throughout this Christmas season. And all God's people looked at each other and said, amen. Amen. Go tell it. Yeah.